see where he just took time off? You guys are singing and he just quit playing. He wasn't playing anything. Look, Sandra's writing it down right now. She's making notes about this.
Yeah, I know.
Notes are being taken. Records are being kept, young man. You do not play that. You let them sing it all by them. They're out there all by themselves, just singing away. Rick's got the bass going.
I did.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just have to carry him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we say in this church about Howard. Yeah, we have to carry Howard. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. What a group. You guys are just the best. You really are. It is such a blessing. So we're in the season of Lent. How many of you have given up chocolate?
I didn't.
How many have given up coffee?
No, because you tried that before and it was a disaster. Okay? Your family and friends said, don't you ever try to do that again. All right?
So we all give up different things. And then we hear this passage that Claudia read to us, and we hear that Abram is being asked to give up his home and his homeland. Kind of puts it all in perspective, doesn't it? That is a big giving up. That is a big giving up. As I've shared with you all before, I hate, absolutely hate camping. You've heard me say it before. I work too hard to pretend I'm homeless. I don't. If you've ever watched the Goofy movie, remember? And the dad says, come on, Max, his son is Max. Come on, Max, we're going to get away from it all. We're going to go camping. And Max, I'm in Max's group. Max is like, I don't want to get away from it all, Dad. I love it all. I want to be with it all. I don't want to leave it all behind. See, I'm in Max's group. That's where I am. That's where I like to be. But that's not what happens for Abram. So, March 1st, 1961, the Peace Corps was established. JFK, remember all of that? Sometimes, because they would interview. You didn't just get to sign up. You had to be interviewed, and they had to make sure, you know, and vet it out. And for some of the people, the question that they would be asked is, are you running away from something or running towards something? Are you trying to get away or are you trying to move forward? In our passage today, God always calls us to something. He's calling Abram away from his home, but he's calling him to a land that I will show you. We don't always get to see how it's all going to be. We don't see how it's all going to go. In fact, right now in our story, Abraham isn't even Abraham yet. He's still just Abram. He's just Abram, which in Hebrew means high father. High father, not like high father. High father, which is kind of ironic because Abram is 75 years old and he doesn't have any children. And his wife is barren. Not a whole lot of prospects for family growth going on here. And yet God calls him and tells him this is what's going to happen. He gets that direct call from God. Go from your country. Go from your kindred. Go from your father's house to the land that I will show you. Or, to put it in Dr. Seuss verse, congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. But Abraham says, who are you with these big, bold plans? I don't like camping. I like where I am. Where are these places you want me to go? When will I get there? How will I know? Where is the map of your plan for my life? I must know all this stuff. I must talk to my wife. But Abram goes, and that's faith. Abram has no GPS. He has no Siri. He has no Google. He doesn't even know who he's listening to. Did you notice there was no introduction?
Hi, Abram, I'm God. Nothing like that. Abram, go. And Abram does it. He does it. He doesn't ask a question. He never even talks. I mean, he's just like, you're going around Target or a Home Depot or something. You're working in the yard. You're working in the kitchen. And all of a sudden, God comes to you and says, go. You go, okay. That's what Abram does. That's what Abram does. See, the key word for us in this passage is go. That's the first command. Go means you're going to have to let go of thinking you're in control. You're not in control. If you're going to listen to God, then that means you've got to give up that illusion that somehow you are in control of your life. Go means losing, leaving comfort and home and all the places that are familiar to us and possibly all the people that we know. Go. Go is another way of saying trust. Do you know the Lauren Daigle song, I Will Trust in You? That's a great song. I'm only going to sing. No, I'm not going to sing. Everybody panicked. But here's some of the lyrics. Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers when I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. And although God doesn't tell Abram where he's going, he does tell Abram why. And it's summed up in a single word as well. Blessing. While God's project begins with Abram, it doesn't end with Abram. It involves the whole world because God is concerned about all of humanity. Because God's love and grace are always inclusive. God wants everyone to have God's blessing. And when God says to Abram, I will bless you, but that blessing isn't just for you. It's not about you, Abram. It's not about your ego or your fulfillment or what you want. To be called by God always means there's going to be opportunity and responsibility. God is calling Abram because he wants to bless the entire planet. Abram is being given God's grace to be an instrument of that blessing. The two go together. And for any of that to happen, though, the first step is to take a step. You have to take a step. You have to move. You have to go. It's real simple and it's real hard, both at the same time, because that's what it means to follow God. It's real simple and it's real hard at the same time. Following God doesn't mean that life's going to be easy. Sometimes in churches, not this church, of course, but in those other churches, I've heard tell that in other churches, sometimes people will actually refuse God. Yeah. There's a need in the church. There's a need in the congregation. There's a request, and they'll say, oh, no, I can't do that, I work. Oh, no, I can't do that because I'm retired. And that's kind of curious. Or, I just don't feel a peace about it. That's not really my area. That's too far out of my comfort zone. They say, no, I don't think God is calling me to do that because I know that God loves me. And if God really, really loved me, God would never ask me to do something like that. And we forget that faith is not a feeling. Faith is a choice. And we choose to trust in God. We choose to trust. When God told Moses to face Pharaoh, or Elijah to face Jezebel, or Esther to face Haman, they never say, oh yeah, I have a peace about that, God. I'm on that page. I'm all with you. It's good. We're all right. It's fine. That's why we have the Bible. Read it. Read the Bible. Read the stories in the Bible. Find out what the heck is going on. When in the Bible does God ever give somebody an easy job? It never happens. When does God ever interrupt somebody's life and say, I have an assignment for you, but it won't take much time? It won't be very difficult. It won't really disturb your agenda or your plans. There are no stories like that in the Bible. None. God never says, if you go, I promise it will go easy for you. God says, if you go, I will go with you. God comes to Noah and God says, I want you to face judgment. I want you to face ridicule. I want you to face desolation. I want you to face enormous difficulty. But I will go with you, and this will be my sign. Do you remember the sign? A rainbow. A rainbow. In our passage, God comes to Abram and says, I want you to leave your home. I want you to leave your culture. I want you to leave your family. I want you to leave everything familiar. I want you to go to a place you don't even know, and I'll tell you when you get there. But I will go with you. I will go with you. And then later on, if you continue with the story, God says, and I'm going to give you a sign. It's circumcision. Abram's like, wait a minute. Noah gets a rainbow? I'm getting what? No! Couldn't we just like have a secret handshake or a password or something like that instead? But Abram listened and he believed and he trusted and he went. And because he did, those of you who know history, because he did, Abram becomes Abraham. And he becomes the father of three Abrahamic faiths: Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. All of those people come to know about God and God's love because he took that first step. Now, if you read the story, he never did get to become a great nation. He never was the king of the world. He never was any of those things. That didn't happen. He was always a sojourner his whole life. That's the way that always went. Moses gets that call, burning bush, all of that, gets the stick, facing down Pharaoh, the plagues, all the parting sea, all of that stuff is going on. And Moses does that faith walk, but Moses never got to walk into the promised land. Discerning God's will, following God's will, doesn't mean we're going to get a free pass from failing. And that's why, as Christians, we can follow God and fail God at the same time. That's why God's sign for us is a cross, promising us not only is he always going to be with us, but he will always forgive us. Forgiveness and grace are part of our relationship with God. And when God calls us, that is what God promises us, that nothing is ever going to separate us from him. We may not always boldly go where no one's ever gone before. But oh, the places we can go when we're willing to trust in him, if we will listen, if we will follow. And blessings flow not only to us, but through us to the rest of the world. So are we there yet? No. Because faith is a journey. But we always know who's leading us and who is going with us. And that is faith, trust, love, and grace. Blessings that the world needs to have. Amen.